time for the biggest little show on the internet, LFR, Little Fella Radio, with host AJ and co-host Sydney. Pencils down, earbuds in, it's now time for the show to begin. And here's AJ!
Top of the morning to all you laddies. Welcome to Little Fella Radio at littlefellaradio.com. I am your host, AJ.
And I'm Sydney, your co-host. Make sure you follow Little Fella Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Today's show is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Amazon is the number one way to save a few dollars. If you or your parents shop Amazon, tell them to do it through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Welcome, everyone, to Season 4 of Little Fella Radio. Thank you, Sydney, for coming back for another season with me. It's amazing to be doing this again for another year.
It is. Thank you for having me back.
Of course. Wouldn't have anyone else here besides, you know, anyone else.
Yeah, I know.
But no, thank you. It is seriously fun doing the show with you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us right now for the beginning of what is going to be a great season, I hope.
I know, right?
Sorry. We were very nervous going into this.
Yes, we were.
At the beginning of every show, we're always a little nervous, but...
Yeah, it's especially nervous when, you know, we stop for a while, then we just got to pick it back up, doing, you know, everything right. It's nerve-wracking.
Beginning of every season is always the toughest because it's like, you got to get back into what you were doing before, and now it's just like, woo, we're there.
Yeah, it's like, this is real.
Put on a show. People are watching. Oh, goodness. But... yes, we are back, and we have a great show planned for you guys, and we're going to start off by saying school's finally done.
Yes.
School's over.
Thank the Lord.
School's over for a lot of you people a long, long time ago, like middle of May, yet I didn't end school till the beginning of June. Sydney, when did school end for you?
May.
May? May what?
I don't know.
Sometime in May.
Sometime in May.
Yeah, I didn't end school till June 3rd. That's the only reason the show is this far late in the June.
Wow.
Yay, but we're doing it. We're doing it, and we're, I don't know. Just go with it.
As long as we're doing it, we're good.
Yes, and Sydney, what grade are you going into?
I'm going into 9th grade.
You're going to be a freshie?
Mm-hmm.
I need pennies. Lots and lots of pennies.
Why?
Well, you haven't heard that people throw pennies at freshmen.
What?
Yes.
No. Yes. I'm going to bring like an umbrella to school.
I don't think an umbrella is going to protect you from pennies.
I mean, it could.
Unless someone's dropping them from the roof of a building.
You could actually, like, if they're actually throwing them like just at you. Or you can just hit them with the umbrella, you know?
That's also a good reason to bring an umbrella. Just throw a penny at me. I'll hit you with an umbrella.
Yes.
Well then.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to sound like.
I'm going to be going into 10th grade.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm scared, but excited.
Oh, freshman year isn't that bad. You're treated like dirt, and all the other grades are better than you, but hey. I mean, the only thing you really have to worry about is people throwing pennies at you.
Just pennies.
My freshman year wasn't bad. Teachers, well... I had one teacher that I hated to death, but the others were fine. It was a great year.
I have a weird feeling about high school because my brothers, I mean, they're troublemakers. So if I'm going to go into high school and some teachers are going to be like, oh, you're their sister.
You're the other parish that, like, I heard of.
Great.
It's just like, yay, we have another.
Right? And I'm just like.
and knowing you, you're probably going to live up to what they think you're going to be.
I'm honestly not that. Okay, I'm kind of in school.
You're the girl,
but that's only
you're
if
the
I
girl
get, like,
version of Aiden.
All right. Okay. I can admit that to some extent.
Well, I mean, you know.
But, I mean, I'm not really mean to a teacher unless they're mean to me.
Well, what?
What I'm saying is, like, if a teacher is, like mad at me for something that, like, you know, like, dumb reasons, you know? Like, I'm not going to kiss up to them to not be in trouble. Like,
Sydney, your pencil's not sharpened all the way. You're getting an F.
Right?
You're not gonna be like, oh, I'm so sorry, please.
It's like,
sorry.
Yeah, let me just sharpen it so I can stab you with
it's
it.
It's just like, can I sharpen it? Nope, your pencil wasn't sharpened all the way.
Right?
You're going to get an F. Give me a second and I'll make sure it's sharpened.
I'm weird with teachers. Like, I have in my middle school that I went to, I had a lot of good teachers. Like, my teachers mostly liked me and some of them mostly didn't. And I knew they didn't like me because they definitely showed that they didn't like me.
It's like, thank you for turning your work. Thank you. Ah, Sydney, you can stay right here. F, here you go.
Right? And I'm like, why?
What did I do to deserve the F? You're Sydney.
Yeah, right? You were just created by the devil. So, I mean.
It's like, oh, Satan's spawn has arrived.
Right?
I wonder if any teachers think that when they see students, like, oh, welcome to class. Oh, good. Satan brought you.
Right?
It's like, how did you wake up today? Extra hot or, you know, mild?
What are we talking about? Taco sauces right now?
Yes.
Kind of sounded like it.
I was kind of going with attitude, like extra hot, like you're Satan's,
sassy.
Yeah, very sassy or mild. You're just like, eh, it could go either way.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good day or it's going to be a bad day.
I honestly, like, my attitude basically just depends on who's around me and how they're acting. You know, like if a teacher, like I said, like if a teacher's like being rude to me, like I'm not going to kiss their butts. Like,
my attitude depends on which class I am in. Oh, sorry. I don't know what's happening to me. I thought that was you. But when I'm in class, it completely depends on the teacher. Like halfway through the year, I walk into algebra or geometry, I treat that teacher like he treats the class like crap.
So if there's a mean teacher, I won't like, if someone tells me like, oh yeah, like don't get that teacher, like they're so mean, like I'm not gonna listen to that, because it just really depends on the students. Like I think like the reason why most teachers are strict and rude and mean is because of the students. Like they drive them crazy. And I'm not like, I know I'm a crazy student and most of my friends know that. I had a lot of friends in each of my classes, so I usually talked all the time, but but like I had a couple really cool teachers. Like my first science teacher, I did not like her one bit. She buddied me, which is like where like you get in trouble, so you have to like, you're in her classroom, and if she buddies you, you have to go to a different classroom. And like she got mad at me because like someone threw a pencil at me, and so I turned around and picked the pencil up, and I was like looking around and I was like, who just threw this at me? And she was like, face the wall, you're not supposed to be facing the classroom. And I'm like, someone just threw a pencil at the back of my head, you want me to ignore that? Like, huh?
They do expect you to just act like, they expect you to act like robots.
Yeah, they want you to be in there, listen to them, do everything. And the number one thing that annoys me about teachers is that they try and be your parents.
Yes.
And like I had like a couple of my friends, I cannot talk.
Englishing is not your thing right now.
A couple of my friends and I were hanging out after school, and then these two teachers, they were like being rude to us and were like, you need to get off campus, like if you're here we can't leave, and blah blah blah, like you can walk across the street, and then when we
well then
when we do leave you can come back on, and blah blah blah. And I'm like, what's the point? Like, you know I'm gonna come back onto campus, so why don't you just leave, like knowing that like you're trying to leave anyway, so I'm not gonna like, why am I gonna walk across the street so you can leave and watch me walk back on? And then so my friends and I, we were getting really annoyed, and my mom was gonna come pick us up, so we walked across the school to like the whole other side and went to this corner where we usually hung out.
You and English are not friends right now.
I know. I don't know why, but
it always happens whenever you're on the show.
He followed us. Like, he literally got in his car and like followed us off campus to like the corner of the street. And I'm like, and just because he wanted to talk to us about not being like secure and not like, you don't know who's out there and there could be anyone trying to pick us up off the corner and blah blah blah. And I'm like, you just followed us off of the school ground. All right, don't make
you're just over here like a penguin, like
well, because I gotta put an attitude into the story.
So penguins are the first thing you went to. Okay.
smile and wave.
But teachers, yeah, they're so selfish sometimes, because they expect, like, they do everything and expect it to help them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you shouldn't stand there, because if you stand there, that means something bad's gonna happen to me. I can't do what I want to do. So you go over there, so then I can do what I want to do, and then you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah! I was in class and I was chewing on a bottle cap from my water bottle one time, and my teacher came over to me and he was like, spit out your gum. And I'm like, I'm not chewing gum. And he was like, then what are you chewing? And I was like, a bottle cap. And he's like, spit it out. And I was like, why? It's not gum. I'm not going to stick it to the bottom of my desk or like throw it in someone's hair. And he was like, because if you choke, I'm going to get like sued or something. And I'm like, so no. It's about you. Like, you don't even care if I choke on it and die. Like, it's the matter of your name and like your record and blah, blah, blah. Like,
no, that doesn't happen to me. I'm chewing. Let's say I chew on a pen cap and the teacher's like, stop chewing. Spit out your gum. I was like, it's not gum. What is it? It's a pen cap. And they just look at me like, okay. He's chewing on a pen cap. Not going to worry about
right,
that
he's
at
like,
all.
I'm just going to leave him alone before he attacks me.
Like, they just give me weird looks. They're like, okay.
I wish. I always get picked on in school by my teachers because they like.
The real bullies at school are teachers.
I don't like my teachers. My teachers don't like me, and they
I'm a boycott like, teachers. Sit in front of a school with signs. Teachers are the real bullies.
Right?
Treat them with disrespect. Make them get expelled.
We're going on strike, all like standing outside of the school, going in a circle. On strike, on strike.
Get in class or else you're all going to get in trouble.
Right? Don't tell me how to live my life.
Don't tell me how to live my life. You be nicer to us as students and teachers or whatever, and we'll treat you with the respect you want to be treated with.
Teachers?
Treat others with the respect you want to be treated with. But the teachers want to disrespect you. The teachers want to disrespect you and make you feel like crap, but then expect you to bow down to them.
Yeah. They like, it's their classroom, their rules, they're this, they're that. So you got to listen to them. And it's like, there's a lot of like, you know how like the dress code like has been going around and everyone's like, stop, don't make someone change because they want to wear this, like they appreciate their body, and everyone's like, you're just gonna attract like scumbags and blah blah blah. Like that happened a lot at our school, and like this girl posted it on Facebook, and it's like, I don't know, I believe dress code is okay in certain like things, but like, I don't know, like it's like we can't wear spaghetti straps because of our shoulders, like that really I don't understand. Like,
what's
shoulders...
a spaghetti strap?
What's a spaghetti
strap?
It's just a strap.
Just saying it over and over again is not gonna get me to know what it is.
It's just a strap, like, you know, like a tank top, and how it's like one strap and it's not like two fingers, like it's less than one finger.
I like how you look at the finger like, this is a finger.
It's less than one finger. It's like, it's, yeah.
Oh, no. Her shoulders.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
God.
I don't get the whole shoulder thing. Like, I don't get that. But, like,
what are we, in Amish days?
Like, I understand in certain facts, like, if you're wearing, like, booty shorts, like, yeah, you can get dress code for that because, like, your booty's hanging out. So, like.
Not a single guy is going to care if a girl's booty's hanging
out.
Yeah,
but the thing is, it's like, I just don't.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
But I think the real reason dress code is for the same genders. Like, if girls are wearing booty shorts and spaghetti straps, whatever the hell those are, other girls that don't feel comfortable wearing that feel like they're, not
like
comfortable in their body.
Like, you are basically telling someone, like, if I went to school in, like, really short shorts and someone told me to, like, change, like, that's, like, basically them telling me, like, I can't be who I want to be and, like, I can't dress the way I want to. And, like, it's just...
Pay no attention to me. Continue talking.
It's just, I don't know.
I'm over here biting my water bottle cap. I couldn't twist it. It's too tiny. So when I had to bite it to twist it off. I'm sorry. Continue.
I don't know. But like, it's just, I don't know. I've gotten dress coded, and people get dress coded because of like what's on their shirts. Like, they could be wearing a shirt like mine and like they could have like a offensive band on their shirt, and they could be like, go to, like, you gotta go to SAC, and yeah, it was called SAC at our school.
You gotta go to SAC. I was just like, I don't think, what?
At our school, it was called SAC, like a SAC room. Like, if you got in trouble, you would go there for lunch.
Oh.
Or like detention or something.
It sounds boring.
It is.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's the point.
But I don't get, like, why, if you go in there, like, I've been in there a couple times, but when you're in there, like, they're so rude to you.
They are?
Like, they're like, sit down, face the wall. Don't talk. Don't do this. You can't listen to music. If I see your phone, I'm taking it to the office. And we have this rule where if your phone got taken away...
Whoa. You're allowed to have phones at your school?
Yeah.
I have to turn... Everyone at my school has to turn their phone in at the beginning of the day.
Really?
But yeah, you're over here like, oh, you can listen to music during... What?
Well, some teachers do, but some teachers don't. But you're allowed to have your phone, and you can use it at lunch and, like, all this. But, like, if you get caught using your phone during class that doesn't allow your phone out at that time, then you have to take it to the office, and the office holds it until your parent comes and picks it up for you. And I got into a huge argument because my mom was really sick and she couldn't come to school to pick up my phone, and I was like, I'm not going the weekend without my phone, because they'll hold it for a, like, my friend Ariane, my best friend, she lost she goodness. Got her phone taken away at school, and like she was without it for like weeks on weeks, and I could not do that. Like, I would go crazy. And I yelled at my teacher. Like, we argued on, like, for at least 10 minutes. And then I had an anxiety attack and I cried. Because, okay, so let me explain what happened. So,
hold on, before we do this, guys, I guess I'm just gonna. I'm now the co-host. There's your host, Sydney. Like, no longer Little Fella Radio. It's right. Sydney Talks About Life. I'm just. I'm now the co-host.
We brought up the subject, so I'm gonna tell you the story, all right?
Go ahead, host.
Thank you. I will. I will go ahead.
You're funny.
If you think I am funny.
At least I've been to every single show. You've missed one.
All right. I missed one.
Because you went to Disneyland without me.
I tried to come back on time and I couldn't. I couldn't come back on time. I tried my best and I couldn't. That's not my fault for traffic.
Traffic.
There wasn't actually traffic.
You could have just skipped Disneyland.
No. Why would I skip?
What's more important? The happiest place on earth. Or Little Fella Radio.
You just answered that for yourself.
It's Little Fella Radio, right?
I'm not going to answer this question.
Obviously, Little Fella Radio is more important than the happiest place on earth.
If you had the choice to go to Disneyland with your whole family, right? You had that choice, right? And everyone wanted you to go because, you know, it was a family trip. And so you wanted to go and all of this. And it would have been really cool and blah, blah, blah. But you also had a radio show.
What are you asking?
And what would you choose?
Obviously, I'd go to Disneyland, but that's not the point.
Because that's what I did. I chose Disneyland because I wanted to be there. My family wanted me to.
I will hurt you.
Remember when this got stuck in our head when we went to Disneyland together? Oh my gosh.
I regret going on that ride.
Same. This is going to get stuck in my head now.
I also regretted going on the teacups.
The teacups? You went on them?
Yeah, I went on. We all went in the teacups. I had the biggest headache for the rest of the day.
I don't remember that. I don't remember a lot of things.
I remember you, your brothers, and your mom, I think, went on that. As soon as we got there,
you guys went on that
roller coaster in the dark with the evil face, and you. I refused to go on it because I was terrified. And then you came out in tears. You're like, there's the skull.
That wasn't the first one we went on. The first one we went on was like, I don't know. It was like a mountain one where you go through tunnels and crap.
Oh,
like,
I remember that.
But that was Space Mountain, the one where I came out in tears.
You're like,
I
there was an evil
so
face and
scared.
It just followed me the entire time.
I was young and like, it was scary because
you were young.
I was. When was that? How old was I?
I don't know, 10.
See, that's young. I don't know, but I was just really scared because it was, you know, scary. Like, you had things flying in your face, and you were in this dark place where you couldn't see anything, you know? Like, that's scary.
Obviously, when I went to Disneyland, my favorite ride was the Indiana Jones one, because I kept...
Oh, that was really cool.
I kept wanting to go on that, but that ride broke down a lot.
I know, it did. I don't know why. I kind of, like, was scared to go on it. Like, if it was really breaking down that much, like, why would... Like...
I hope it was just, like, projectors or something stopped working, and not a cart flew off the edge.
Right.
Imagine that you're riding, you're going backwards from the giant rock, and, like, you have to make a turn or else you'd fall off a cliff, and next thing you know, it's just...
Right?
You're just going, you're like, oh my god, poof! Ah!
I know.
Is this part of the ride?
Right, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome, but I don't think this is part of the ride!
It's like, oh my god, is this supposed to happen?
And someone's right. Like, remain calm!
I am falling, what do you want me to do?
Right?
Imagine if you stopped, if the ride broke down right when the rock was supposed to come crashing down, it's just like the rock comes coming down and you stop. You're just like, today's the day I die.
Right. It's like,
was that rock, was that a projected rock or was that an actual thing?
I think it was projected.
Oh. That'd still be terrifying for a little kid that's on there for the first time. Thinks it's real. They stop and the rock comes coming. They're just like, today's the day that I die.
Yeah. I don't remember my favorite ride, but I do remember when we went to the Muppets, like, 4D. I think it was 4D or something. Like, where, like, you went into a theater and it was the Muppet Show. And, like, your seats would move. Like, bugs were running under you. And then spiders would come down.
Yeah, I remember
water
that.
And mist and blah, blah, blah. Like, it was really cool.
I also remember the Star Wars one that we sat in with the 3D glasses. It was in the ship.
And, like, you moved. And, like, that was really cool.
I also remember your favorite thing. Don't get me started on this song. Your favorite thing was when we went into the little Finding Nemo thing and you got to talk with Crush the Turtle.
Oh my god, yeah, that was so awesome.
You talked to him and when you asked the question, he talked back. I was like, she just talked to a turtle.
That is so awkward, but awesome.
You asked him a question and he responded. I was like, this... I was trying to find like who was talking. Or
I know
something.
There's
I was
probably like someone behind the wall.
I was like, this turtle is moving and talking as if he's looking at her.
I know that was creepy, but it was pretty cool. Do you remember the one in we're ready to learn
to get some knowledge. I didn't know there was a Finding Nemo song.
Neither. This
is
awkward.
Yeah, I've never heard this before.
Me neither. Is that
so
area?
We have to check if the coast is clear.
Okay. What was I gonna say?
I'm so confused.
I swear to God, it's like Finding Nemo the musical.
I know. Is there actually a musical?
Oh yeah,
there's
a musical
see
for
that.
Every
oh
Disney
my God.
Movie.
I love musicals. I want to see it.
There's a Shrek musical. There's a.
I am Shrek.
Sorry. Okay. I am the ogre.
The ogre.
I am the ogre that this world does not need. I didn't mean it that way.
Telling me to go? Telling me to leave?
Go back to your swamp. Oh, stop crying. You don't need to go to your swamp because I need you for the show.
Yeah.
Because believe it or not, there are people that come to this show just for you.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, all you people that are here just for Sydney. This is my show.
I only have like two people watching. I only invited like I posted it everywhere, but I told mainly my friend Ariana and
you
Joker
invited
to watch.
People.
I told them to watch. I didn't actually like invite them over. Like, hey, come to the studio.
Invitation only. You have to prove that you have an invitation to watch the show live. That would be horrible.
Like, I just told them to like come watch it.
I told people to watch it too. So Shout out real quick. Jalen, if you're watching this, hi. Carson, hi. Caitlin, hi. Angel, hi. And hopefully 1,000 other people. That
right.
might be a broad or a crazy out there number, but hi.
Hello to everyone. Hello.
I'm going to hurt you. I do not need Adele in my life.
I had to. I
do
had
not need
to.
Adele in my life.
I had to. I couldn't resist.
So I remember you telling me that you no longer have the Netflix.
No.
How are you living without Netflix?
TV.
Oh no, cable.
YouTube, basically. I don't know. I've been wanting to like watch like, I can't really say that on.
What?
Well, because my mom downloaded this thing on her laptop, but it like you can see like all these new movies and old movies and like it has everything, but I'm not really sure it's legal.
Oh, so she's pirating everything.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know. It's just there.
Maybe she has the Fire Stick. Amazon
What's
Fire
Stick. It's called Popcorn Time.
Never heard of it. Sounds illegal. So it's illegal. Popcorn
but
Time.
You go on it like I've been wanting to watch Scream Queens because I heard that was a good
that
show.
That sucked.
Does it really?
I hated Scream Queens. I watched one episode. I was like, nope, nope.
Really? I don't know. I just wanted to like watch it, and then I've been wanting to have like marathons of all these shows that I watch, and you know I don't have Netflix to do that.
So you don't have Pretty Little Liars anymore. You don't have Vampire Diaries. You don't have.
Oh my God! Don't even get me started on that.
You don't
no.
have. You don't have like Teen Wolf. You don't
ew.
Have. Well, I'm just naming shows that girls watch.
The Walking Dead.
The Walking. Well. I'm not a Walking Dead fan.
You're gonna be Walking Dead.
Great Boom. Comeback. You need to think about that one.
All right. No one insults the Walking Dead. Especially Daryl.
Who's Daryl?
Bay.
Who's Bay?
Daryl.
Who's Daryl?
Dale.
Dale?
He's dead.
Oh.
You notice how all of them start with the letter D?
Well,
Dale. Daryl.
Bay does not start with D.
Whatever.
Are you dyslexic?
Dyslexic. Totally. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
I totally just like...
What?
Lost train of thought.
Your train of thought just went poof, gone.
It literally did.
Unfortunately, that is how you normally function.
True.
It'll come back. It'll come back.
Well, like ending the show. Wait. His name?
Thank you for watching Little Fella Radio. Oh, wait.
Wait, no. I remember.
It had to stop for a bit, but I'm back.
Yeah. It's like, let's just keep going, you know?
Just go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
So, I remember you telling me, well, not you telling me, but the entire world was excited to see or hear. Everyone was excited about, they went up to a certain building and they saw views from the six.
What?
You know.
I have no clue what that is.
Isn't that the name of Drake's album?
Oh, when Drake was on top of the building?
Yes.
I never saw that. I just know about it.
Lord have mercy.
I just know that Drake
I've only heard one song from that album, yet I apparently know more than you do.
All right. I've listened to a couple songs on his album. I usually don't listen to Drake that much, but he is very...
Drake's that type of guy that... No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I almost said that.
let's not say anything about Drake.
Drake's that type of guy that would, if he got pulled over by a cop and they're frisking him, like, do you have anything in your pocket that might harm me, that might hurt me? He'd take out his ex's number and say, these will.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were going to be like, I have my mixtape.
No.
I thought you were going to say that.
Drake's all about personality and stuff and... It's weird.
I've never actually really listened to Drake until his new album.
You
used to call me on
my... You want to get her producer, don't you? If you start singing, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you, Cindy. You used to call me on my cell phone. Oh, goodness. Late night when you need my I'm just going to... Call me on my
cell phone. I learned the piano to this. Like, I learned how to play this on piano with my cousin.
It's funny. I have a question that might freak out half the people watching.
Do it.
Y'all can answer this. Go to, like, our Facebook page or something. You can answer this for us. Go to Instagram or something. Which album was better, Lemonade by Beyonce or Views from the whatever from Drake? Obviously, you know which one I prefer because
yeah.
I could obviously care less about Drake, but Beyonce, she's bae.
I haven't heard her Lemonade album.
You said what? But what did you say?
Nothing. I honestly, like, I looked it up, but I couldn't really, like, find anything. So.
One more time. You said you...
I haven't seen or heard...
You haven't even seen the movie Lemonade?
There's a movie for it?
Well, kinda.
Wait, the movie Lemonade Mouth on Disney Channel?
It's not really a movie. It's more like a documentary. And it was a visual thing with her
album.
Of
her album. Yeah.
It had all the songs, and it was kind of like a movie thing for her album. But I watched that somehow. I nearly died in the first 10 minutes of that because it was boring.
10 minutes? It's longer than 10 minutes?
It's an hour.
It's actually like a movie?
Yes!
You said it wasn't actually like a movie.
Well, because it's shorter than a normal movie. Normal movies are like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
True.
But Beyonce was like short, and I loved almost every song on there.
All right. I would pick Beyonce over Drake, but I've never actually, like, for real listened to Beyonce.
Have you heard
her
song Formation, at least?
No.
You haven't heard Formation?
No.
Lord have mercy, this girl hasn't heard Formation. You're about to make me go Madea on you.
Please don't.
I'm about to. Make me whip out my belt or something.
Oh, God,
that
no,
wasn't Madea,
please.
But I don't know what
that was.
That was
like Madea's country cousin or something.
My name Michael. I'm a dear cousin.
No.
Let's not get started. I may be a guy, but trust me. Yeah, Madea's a guy.
True.
I mean, she is a guy, but I may be a guy. Madea may be a woman, but
Madea's not a woman.
I was watching.
What was that?
Shut up.
How rude.
I am rude because you said you hadn't. I'm salty with you because you said you hadn't listened.
He's salty.
Because you said you hadn't. Can I talk?
No.
You said you hadn't listened to Lemonade by Beyonce, so I got.
I mean, it's not even out, is it?
Her album?
Yeah.
Her album was released like 2-3 months ago.
I knew that. I was just checking if you knew that.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't really catch up with new music. I barely even listen to like old music. Like, I barely listen to music.
Old music?
Like, music that isn't recent, you know? Like, how do you want me to explain it?
Better than that.
How? I can't. Like,
you're making me go Michael and Madea on you or something like that.
No. How do you? Okay, so I just don't listen. Like, I listen to songs that aren't popular anymore. Like, I listen to, like.
You listen to K-pop.
I don't only listen to K-pop. I listen to 21 Pilots.
Oh, God. Yep, you're emo.
I'm not emo. I actually do listen to some of, like, I don't want to say, like, it's emo because I'm not judging, like, their music, but, like.
Oh, yeah, no offense.
Like, I listen to 21 Pilots.
Emo.
Falling in Reverse.
Emo.
Yeah, definitely, kind of. they have, like.
Now I'm really
gonna. Oh, yeah. Gonna. This is my jam.
I'm just going to lose.
I love 21 Pilots. Me and my friend were gonna go to their concert for my birthday, but
when's your birthday?
It was February 26th.
Did I say happy birthday?
No.
Happy late birthday.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure I said happy birthday.
You did.
Let's say, don't make me.
When I get older,
all my fears will please stop.
Now I'm insecure, and I care what people think.
Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. Sydney. Hey, Sydney, do you know when my birthday is?
Yeah.
When?
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now? You sure?
That's what you told me earlier.
You sure I said
Oh, wait, no, next week.
What day?
A day of the week.
Here's a hint. It's on. It's also
Thursday.
No.
Friday.
No. Let me speak. It's also Sunday. On the same day as a holiday this month.
There's a holiday coming up. Oh, wait, no. There's a holiday coming up.
Never mind.
I don't stay intact with these holiday things.
Stay intact with these holiday things. Sydney Parrish, 2016.
I don't know. What? I mean, what? When is it? All right, Monday?
No.
Tuesday?
No.
Wednesday?
Wait, what's today?
What's today's it? Saturday.
Okay, go.
I already said Saturday.
So no.
Friday.
No.
I already said Wednesday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday,
no.
Sunday, Monday,
yes.
Tuesday, Wednesday. I already said Monday.
No, it's not Monday.
Tuesday?
Nope.
Wednesday.
Nope.
Thursday.
Nope.
Friday.
Yep. No. It's not Friday. No.
Sunday.
Yes.
I already said Sunday. That was like
I
my
said
third,
yes,
that
and
was
you
like
just like kept going.
Answer. No, that was my like second answer.
It was nuts. I feel special. It took you every day of the week to get to it.
Whatever. You confused me. You kept on saying yep to random things.
I don't know.
That's confusing.
You're confusing.
You're confusing.
I'm a loser.
That better be pointed towards her because if you're trying to say
no,
I'm
it's
a
not.
Loser.
It's not.
Oh, okay. The parking lot's over there. I'll be over there with my car in a bit.
You have a car?
Yes, Sydney.
Liar.
Ever heard of sarcasm, Sid?
I want a car.
I do actually have a car.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Liar.
I'm not lying.
He's lying.
Mm-mm.
You're definitely lying.
Mm-mm.
Liar.
No.
That awkward wait till you, you swallow
my
water.
I had to finish my drinking my water. But
you're like,
but
no.
I do have a car. It's a Honda Civic. And I've driven that car a lot. I even. Well, I'm learning how to drive, I should say. Okay, believe what you want, but
I drive.
But when you need a ride and I pull up in a car,
I have
remember,
a dirt bike.
Which one of us is gonna get pulled over first?
You. Because I drive back streets. I'm just kidding. I don't drive.
Good.
I'm only 14.
Oh, that's how old you are.
You didn't even know my age?
Nope.
This is, like, so, like...
You don't realize that the first time I talked to you in the longest time was for our photo shoot. Oh, yeah, all of you that probably witnessed, new website. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, you did say happy birthday to me when it was my birthday, so you should know that I've aged.
Well, I don't care about people's ages. When I say happy birthday, congratulations, you got 1 year older. Don't know how old you are. Most of the time, I don't care. But I care about your age.
Why?
Why what?
You didn't even know it. You're lying to me.
Whatever.
You don't care about my age because you didn't bother to ask.
Well, at least I care about you. Or do I?
Liar.
Oh, okay. Apparently, I don't care about you.
You don't.
So, we're no longer going to pay attention to Sydney. She's no longer part of the show.
Yeah,
so
I'm not here. You can't see me. Can't touch this.
I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you so bad. I'm going to hurt you to the point that...
If no one hears that, from me after this...
Don't blame me. Can't touch this. No. See, this is what everyone normally hears when that's normally the song they think of when they hear of MC Hammer. But it's like MC Hammer. Oh yeah, he's the dude who's saying can't touch this. I think of Too Legit to Quit.
Is it weird that when I hear MC Hammer, I think of I think of Vanilla Ice? Is that weird?
Why?
I don't know.
He has nothing to do with
MC
Hammer.
I know. I just don't know why.
MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice.
Because of Hammer Time, and then, I don't know.
Ice has nothing to do with Hammer.
Well, yeah, but I know, but,
Too legit to quit. Too legit. Too legit to quit.
And you tell me to stop, and then you go.
Because you've sang, three songs this entire show. This is the first thing I've sang.
I'm pumped. I'm really pumped, all right? Sweat running all over my chest. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we cannot.
What? Oh, you act like this is a bad song. Have you heard what 90% of the songs on the radio are these days?
All right. I don't listen to the radio, so. No.
What'd you call me?
What? I said I don't listen to the radio, so no.
Oh. That's not what I heard.
What do you think I called you?
This is a PG-13 show.
What do you think I called you?
I didn't say you called me anything. I just said.
Yeah, you did. You said. What'd you call me?
So, you guys may have noticed that we have a new website, the way it looks and everything. It looks beautiful. We also had a photo shoot. If some of you, I don't know, probably none of you, watched Fat Guy Radio Show on Thursday, because who has time for Fat Guy Radio Show? It's all about Lil Fella Radio.
Yeah,
right?
It's all about Lil Fella. Yeah. Lil Fella is the best. You know, tune in to us.
Obviously,
time,
we have some biased people in the production side of the show, because obviously Fat Guy Radio Show is lesser to Lil Fella Radio, even though Fat Guy Radio Show is the reason Lil Fella Radio Show happened.
Lil Fella, all right, let's just say Lil Fella is better. Just period,
obviously,
period,
because
period.
You guys are obviously here watching, so that means that obviously...
That means obviously it's liked by people, so...
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean... But yeah. We're the new... We're the new people.
We're the new...
We're taking this over.
Lil Fella.
Lil Fella
takeover.
The one to go to. It's the right
Lil
hand.
Lil Fella
takeover. It's the go-to.
Lil Fella takeover. Lil Fella... I think that was what it was called when I used to... try to steal the microphone from Corey. I think that's what Lil Fella Radio was at one point, was Lil Fella Takeover.
Lil Fella Takeover.
I think that's what it
and
was.
And that's what
point.
We're doing now, because we're bigger and better.
What do you mean bigger?
As in...
Are you insulting me?
No. I mean...
Anyway, some of you may have heard, me and Sydney were on an interview on Fat Guy Radio Show on Thursday. And,
Thursday.
Because I'm Irish and I speak with an Irish accent.
Do you now?
So we were on a interview with a Fat Guy Radio Show on a... That's Canadian. I'm from Irish to Canadian. We were on a Fat Guy Radio Show, eh? And we were doing an interview over the phone, and now I went to Cholo. I can't do accents because it'll go from Irish to Canadian to Cholo. What's up, Holmes? we were on a interview, and some of you may have heard that, but... The dude who co-hosts Fat Guy Radio Show early, he took the pictures for mine and Sid's photo shoot, and that's what you see all over our newly designed website.
You got the radio gene. Where can people hear Lil Fella Radio?
At littlefellaradio.com.
Hey, that's you.
Why you say that like I'm stupid or something?
Hey, you asked them.
You asked a dumb question. I'm going to give you a dumb ass answer.
I got to admit, that was pretty fun. Also, Oh, something that happened on that show. The people of Fat Guy Radio Show were trying to figure out how to describe Janae, who has been on the show several times. She is the smaller female version of Lil D. There you have it. She is the smaller female version of Lil D.
No way.
I'm sorry, Janae. Did not mean to insult you. Well, it's not really an
She's
insult.
She's never coming back on this show.
Yeah, she is.
She's going to hate you.
Lil D is cool. He's okay. I think I might have seen him hiding out in the bushes out front of the studio.
I can see
though.
Her now just like.
Just insulted, disgusted with
She's
me.
She's probably hate mailing you right now.
Writing on Twitter, hashtag Littlefella Radio, die.
With AJ, especially. She's probably like, I'm never coming
back
on the show.
Okay, Janae, Sid told me to say that. Don't let her act innocent. She passed me a note. It's
Wait, me?
Here's the note right here. She said, she told me to say that, okay?
Who, me?
Yeah, you passed me this note. You passed me this note right here. You told me to
All right,
say
why
that.
Don't you show everyone the note?
Woo! They didn't see writing.
Yeah, why aren't you showing them what it actually says?
Because it says, please talk bad about Janae and compare her to Little D.
No, see, now me and Janae have this thing because we both are females. So, you know, it's just gonna come back to bite you because me and Janae... We're both girls, and, you know, you can't really overpower girl power.
Overpower girl power?
Yeah. Just like last time when we came here.
sounds like the next Destiny's Child. Overpower girl power.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Ew. Nothing can beat Destiny's Child, though, because you know what? Because they had Yonsei.
Yonsei? Did you just call her Yonsei?
She has a song called Yonsei. She calls herself Yonsei.
That sounds like a Chipotle meal or something.
Yeah, can I get a large order of the Yonsei?
Or like Chipotle sauce.
I've never been to Chipotle.
Chipotle?
I've never been to Chipotle.
I don't really like Chipotle that much.
I feel like, what's tomorrow, Sunday? I should go to Chipotle tomorrow.
Why?
Because it's closed.
Why?
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
That joke was not sponsored.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
Listen here, Missy.
All right.
You're mean.
I'm not.
You're very mean.
I'm not mean.
Yes, you are.
I'm not mean.
You're always mean to me.
I'm sorry.
There's never been a time in your life where you have been nice to me.
How do I be nice? What do you want me to say?
You just ask how to be nice?
What do you want me to say? It's like...
Compliments and not insults?
AJ, that shirt really working for you, dude.
Thank you. I got it at Burlington.
All right. This is making me regret that compliment.
Fine. Give me a different compliment. Please feel my ego. Give me another compliment. Compliment me!
There is nothing else to say.
Oh, sorry. So you're saying I am uncomplimentable. I think I may have just made that word.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I don't understand your English.
I have a new language. It's called Andrewin. Andrewin.
Oh.
Because.
Andrewin.
Andrewin. That is my language.
That sounds like heroin.
Thank you, Sydney, for ruining yet another thing.
It does. I'm just being real.
Only you can ruin things. You know how people say only you can prevent forest fires? Only Sydney can ruin things.
Yes.
You are very mean.
All right. I'll give you a compliment.
Okay.
I like your headphones.
I can give you a compliment, Sid.
All right, I like the stripes and the colorful.
How about you compliment me and not what I'm wearing?
All right, AJ, you look great today. Did you wake up on the right side of the bed?
Thanks for the friggin' politically correct greeting.
What do you want me to say? AJ, you look so beautiful, dude. Like, you...
Thanks, but I'm beautiful. Thanks for the compliment, but I'm more handsome than beautiful.
All right, you look so handsome.
Oh, thank you, Sydney. I didn't know that you thought I was handsome.
You should have said something sooner.
Things might have panned out differently.
Panda?
Yes. I have turned into a designer, and I am now singing Panda.
I didn't know that song was about cars.
You mean it's not about pandas?
No. No. It's about cars.
I swear to God, the only part I heard from that was Panda, I Got Broads in Atlanta, and the rest, I do not understand.
But it talks about cars.
Well, at least it's cars.
White
and
black like a panda.
Well, at least it's about cars and not drugs.
I know. I was like, who comes up with a song about pandas? Because I didn't know it was about cars at first.
Panda.
Express.
There you go, Sid. Ruining yet another thing.
Okay, Panda Express can never be ruined. Panda Express will live on.
Panda Express was ruined when it tried to become a Chinese food place in America.
It's still supposed to be Chinese.
No hate, Panda Express. I love your orange chicken. That one laugh that stands out from the rest.
I know! That actually, like...
sounds like... it sounds like Corey Blaze.
It does.
That laugh sounded like a Corey Blaze
laugh. What is this?
That was... this is like... Sydney, stop. Stop. I don't know what that was, but it was disturbing.
It's a dance. I'm a great dancer.
That was not a dance.
I'm a great dancer. Admit it.
I do not know what that was.
I'm a great dancer. Mm. You're just jealous.
You dance like Allie Dawson.
Who?
Oh my God, you never had a childhood.
Allie
Dawson.
Oh, Austin and Allie.
Yeah, her.
Yee.
Who?
I don't dance like her.
Well, she's a guy, so.
She's a guy. Did you just call me a male?
What?
Are you? Well, you just said I dance like Allie Dawson and said she's a guy. You're referring to me as a male?
I said you danced. I didn't say that you were. I said you danced.
But you called her a male and you're referring to me.
I said you danced like Allie Dawson.
Yeah, you say I dance like a male.
Well, that's not bad.
It is.
Guys and girls
what
can dance.
What woman wants, or what girl wants to dance like a dude?
What's wrong with dancing like a dude?
Because dudes are all like, whip, nay.
You do as
a... it's a folk dab.
You just
that's
ruined.
That's all dudes
you
do.
You just ruined so many different dances.
That's all dudes
and
do.
And actions. And such
guys
a little
don't
period
know
of time.
Dance.
Girls don't know how to dance. Because you're over here Egyptian, all right,
girls,
Indian
girls
type of thing.
Girls can do lots of dance because girls can pull off ballet.
You guys can,
and
guys can do ballet.
All right, but guys aren't originated from ballet.
Actually,
guys,
I'm pretty sure they were. I'm pretty sure. They?
Probably.
All I know is that mostly girls are in ballet.
Because people assume that it's sexist.
No, because people assume that it's a girl's dance.
Yeah. Because it's not, it's feminine for a guy to be in dance or ballet.
But there has to be a male role in it too. But I don't think.
I knew this was the
song. I don't know. I don't even know what this. What is playing? And if they
don't dance, well, I recognize this song.
I know.
That's when I was talking. I was like, I know it.
Did
you dye your hair?
Did I what?
Dye your hair.
Oh, he notices.
No. Because,
he notices.
Because your roots are black and the rest of your hair is. Brown.
I know, I have to re-dye my roots.
Oh no, how unfortunate that girls have to...
You know what? That costs money. I don't have money.
That's because you're trying to dye your hair so much.
I've actually only dyed my hair twice. Three times.
This month?
No. Wait. Wait.
Uh-oh.
No, I've dyed my hair. No, I bleached. I've bleached.
Cookies, so I hear girls got cookies, those he does. Where were we? Oh yeah, we were talking about how hideous your hair looked. I'm just kidding, Sydney. Your hair looks beautiful. We can dance. Just like your personality. You see those two compliments I just gave you? Your hair looks beautiful.
All right, okay.
Just like your personality. Just like that. I'm sorry.
I thought I ruined everything.
You do ruin everything. Like
then
the compliments I just gave you.
Great?
I just complimented you and you ruined them.
Yeah, but you didn't compliment.
See, you can't even English.
You can't either.
Well, I'm English better than you have.
Liar, you're always, whenever we enter the show, you're always like, bleh.
Well, at least I put enthusiasm into the entrance of the show.
All right, I was nervous and that was the first time. I am...
I'm just gonna I was gonna let that slide. I'm gonna let that slide. I'm a good person. No coughing allowed.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
I do what I want.
I do what I want.
I do what I want when I want where I want. As long as my mom says it's okay.
No.
Ah,
All right.
What do you want to?
Thank you for the compliments.
What do you want to? Thank you for the compliments.
Yes.
You know, Sydney, I don't want to talk to you. You are upsetting me.
Hey, at least I said thank you.
No, you didn't.
I just did.
No, you didn't.
Thank you for the compliments, AJ.
You're welcome, Sydney. Thank you for all the insults you gave me this entire show.
You're welcome.
God, my sarcasm is so well, people think I'm being serious.
I didn't think you were being serious.
Yes, you did.
I fight sarcasm with sarcasm.
No, you don't.
Oh.
You knew I was being serious. Or thought I was being... What?
Yeah, there you go.
It is too summery for my brain to... Wow!
Who's Englishing better now?
I'm not having a problem Englishing. I'm having a problem braining. I'm having a problem humaning. We are coming up.
yeah, let's just...
I gotta add inning to anything.
Yeah, let's just chill with that.
Chill with that. Oh, God, this has been one show. This is a show that needs to end now. So
we have lots more coming. No. Yes, we do.
Later on. Thank you guys for joining us for this show. It's a... Thank you, Sydney, for being here. Thank you for joining us for another Little Fella Radio. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you or your parents think Amazon, shop through the shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com.
Remember to tell all of your friends and family about Little Fella Radio. Share the show on your Facebook wall, retweet us on Twitter, and follow us on Twitter. Just search Little Fella Radio, all one word.
That's it for the show. I'm AJ.
And I'm Sydney.
We will see you next time. Have a muffin button day. Bye!